Do you have consciousness?
I am itself is a concept.
The game of being a human is a great one as long as you understand the rules. And the rules are don't get attached.
This may seem like a rookie pointer. And for anybody that's been on the spiritual path for some time, this may seem obvious in an intellectual way, but yet energetically not fully investigated. Because when fully investigated, energetically, the self dissipates. And this initial, seemingly rookie pointer is, do you have consciousness? Most, even adept spiritual practitioners will say, yes, of course I have consciousness. How else would I know what's being said? Consciousness is my fundamental nature, so of course I have consciousness. But it's this assumption that you have consciousness that skips over a major doorway to awakening. You do not have consciousness. This you that you suspect has consciousness doesn't exist. This concept of you, this idea of you, exists within consciousness. Don't skip this. If this subtle but profound difference is not fully investigated, then you will not reach awakening. An awakening is just the initial stages of liberation or enlightenment. It's the first step through the doorway. The doorway between body consciousness, the concept I am this or I am something, to the full deletion of I am. I am itself is a concept that must be rooted out through investigation. If you're going to come to pure and raw, vibrant truth as it is, the truth that needs no observer of it to be validated, raw reality shines purely without a separate observer. I'll pose that question again. Do you have consciousness? Or is this you, an idea that arises within consciousness? The body does not have consciousness. The body itself exists within consciousness as a thought form, a consistently held and deeply believed thought form. What you have taken yourself to be all these years, has snowballed and only become larger, a larger concept, a more deeply held concept that's been believed in
subconsciously for so long that it's just never been thought to be investigated. The spiritual quest, then, is to investigate your most deeply held assumptions and see whether or not they're true. Are they self-effulgent? Will these things exist when you don't? Do you have consciousness? When you were 3 years old, you didn't think that you had consciousness. You probably didn't even think that you were a self. Maybe the really intellectually adept 3-year-olds did. But I think it was pretty late when I developed a concept of self. I told that story that's referred to in a video called My Reverse Awakening. When a semi-traumatic event snapped me into a contracted state of being, believing that I was an individual self that had to be guarded and had to feel a sense of safety. But before that, I didn't have a sense of self, and at a very young age, you didn't either. Does a baby have a sense of self? Does a baby have a sense that it is anything? Who were you before you were born? Before you had a name, what was your name? Before you had a body, or at least knew you had a body, what were you? You were just consciousness. And a body arose within that, and you were convinced to identify with it. And it's no fault of your own, and it's a natural process of assuming a human body. The game of being a human is a great one as long as you understand the rules. The rules are don't get attached. Play and frolic, smell and taste. These are the divine attributes of the human being. The mistake is to become attached or to assume identity with any of it. So I'll pose it once more. Do you have consciousness? Don't skip this step. Whatever you discover here through this inquiry, let it be the ground of being from which you now operate. Discover through this inquiry, bring it with you in every moment. Do you have consciousness? Can consciousness be owned by anybody? Can it be had by anything? Or do all bodies and all things lies within it. Whatever you discover here, I'm rooted in that. As always, if you have any questions, post below. And I'll gladly guide you from wherever you're at. Everybody deserves to know this. This is your fundamental nature. This is the spring of peace, the causeless wellspring of joy. All my love.